Work-life balance. Last week, I spoke to a group of executives in New York on the topic of work-life balance. Balance is all the rage. Unfortunately, how people go about achieving it often misses the mark and by a heck of a lot. I personally had an early life experience with the pursuit of balance. When I was 9, my parents divorced. Several years later, my mother shared with me my procedure for dealing with parents in 2 households. She noticed that I spent almost exactly 50% of my time with her and 50% with my father. My father moved about 3 blocks away. I was obsessed with being fair and balanced. Never thought I would write that phrase, but my process was exhausting. This is the same challenge people face with work versus life. It is not a matter of cleverly allocating time within each sphere. In fact, it's not about anything versus anything else. Instead, what matters is practicing well-being, whether at work or at home. And well-being has multiple elements, and complex challenges often do. You see, we are achievement-aholics in the USA and in many other places around the world. This lopsided view of what will bring us well-being determines our actions at work and at home. We presume incorrectly that accomplishments always produce the well-being, also known as happiness, that we're looking for. It is not that simple. In fact, when most people become hyper-focused on reaching goals, they are prone to harming their relationships and health as their goals become obsessions. That said, achievement is important. Until we embrace a more complex understanding of well-being and how it relates to goals, we will never learn. So first, I taught my New York group methods to mitigate achievement mania by focusing on 4 additional elements of emotional well-being: positive emotions, engagement, win-win relationships, and meaning. Now, I'm no fool. Well, sometimes. I realized most executives will remain ensconced in their achievement mindset. So I offered this possibility. If you make a concerted effort to maintain high levels of physical well-being, you will increase your bandwidth to achieve while not sacrificing emotional well-being. In fact, the more I coach, the more I realize the power of the physiological over the psychological. Many times, clients ask me to help them dig deep to get to the cause of their lack of balance, when in fact, after I convince them to track their nutrition, sleep, exercise, and stress, 4 of the 5 physical elements we discussed in New York, they discover the elusive balance they crave significantly involves a careful analysis of their physical health. Think of the last time you lost control. I would wager a lot that 2 of those 3 instances had a lot to do with a physical health imbalance at the time exacerbating your perceived anger trigger. For example, hangry is real. No doubt the physiological and psychological engage in what one researcher calls a complex choreography. So I ended my seminar with an honest statement. I have no idea what combination of the emotional and/or physical elements will make you feel more balanced. But I do know this: manipulating and experimenting with the elements will enable all of us to understand our unique combination. And once we understand our combination, we can properly implement changes that allow us to live the balanced life. If you have any questions about coaching, please feel free to contact me at scott@kineticcoaching.co. And remember, I always offer a complimentary 30 to 45 minute session to prospective clients to determine if we want to work together.